Well, let's take a look at the syllabus, arguably the most important document of the semester, which is why we put it in the back of our notebook and never look at it again, until we do something stupid and the professor looks at us glaringly, menacingly, and says, "Didn't you read the syllabus?" And you say, "Sure, yeah, kind of, sort of, not really." Okay, so let's read it together, which is what we do in the face-to-face class. So I'm not doing anything differently than we do right here, except you're there and I'm here, and you're doing this at a different time than I'm doing it. But that's part of teaching online and learning online. Introduction to investments. And by introduction to investments, which I've already told you and I'm going to tell you again, we do not expect you to have any prior knowledge of investments. Forget everything that you've been told by your Uncle Lucas, the self-proclaimed expert on everything, including investments. We start from the very beginning. So let's take a look at the course description and objective. Introduction to basic investment principles, including markets, stocks, also known as equities, corporations, basically companies, bonds, which is a fancy word for loans, also known as fixed income debt instruments, mutual funds, the legal term, and the better term, in my humble opinion, is investment companies. Insurance products. Folks, don't trust an insurance company with your investments, but we'll get into that later on. Interpretation of financial statements and other financial data and information. The math is not math, folks. It's arithmetic. Don't worry. The arithmetic can be done with a 99-cent calculator. Now, if you have a spreadsheet, that makes life a lot easier, but you don't need one. All you need is a very simple calculator. Brokerage accounts. We'll talk about where we keep our investments, our financial investments, our securities, and the relationship of economic and political conditions to investing. It turns out that it's really not that important over the long term. In the short term, it can be very important. Course content. Investment environments. Where do we make our investments? Risk and return. Risk and return. Oh my goodness, the most important idea, the most important concept, the most important aspects that we have to be aware of whenever we invest. What can we return? And what types of risk are we going to take to get those returns? Mutual funds, stocks, bonds, markets and transactions, investment strategies and tools, portfolio management and asset allocation. These are all the more important investment alternatives and techniques that you will learn this semester. And it takes a while, folks. And by then, we will be done. Well, not really. We then have to look at a couple of items that are not the best things to invest in. In fact, they're not even investments. Those are called options and futures contracts. But you got to learn about them, if only to know to stay away. Real estate. Now, you see, the real estate folks really get angry that we call this class Introduction to Investments, and we only spend a little bit of time on real estate. But real estate is a whole world into itself. And any classes you take in real estate will be marginally helpful. And I use the term marginally truthfully, because it's not until you actually get out there and start doing transactions in real estate that you realize how tricky and fraught with danger, but potentially very rewarding it can be. And then other investment alternatives that we hope you will never touch with a 10-foot pole, but you need to know about them. And that's going to take us through the entire semester, dear students. So are you excited? I hope so. Now, what materials do we use? Well, we use a book because we have to, because the college tells us to, because the folks in Sacramento tells the college that we have to, and because the people who sell the books tell the folks in Sacramento that if they don't do that, they're not going to get their political contribution. No, I'm sorry, I digress. We use this book, which is actually not that bad, but it ain't worth $300, so I wouldn't buy it. That's why we allow you to use the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th edition. And you can find this 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th edition in the library on reserve. You can't take it out, but you can read it there. Or you can get it for 10 or 20 bucks or $5, I've seen it, online. So at the bottom of the class website, which you will be introduced to eventually in another video, you will see that there are links to where you can buy the book online. And you folks, I'm not allowed to say this, but you really don't need it. You didn't hear it here. The first chapter is awesome. So go to the library, read the first chapter. The rest of it is good for you to read, but it's pretty dry. And it's one of the better ones out there. So you're going to see what you're up against. Yeah, once you get into the world of college, everything has to be very rigorous. And which means it has to be set in stone and chiseled out of marble. And there's a lot better books out there that you can pick up, which I'll tell you about later on. But they're not college-level books. Oh, well. Now, what else do you need? You really should get a three-ring binder notebook because you're going to get a lot of notes, folks. A lot of copious. You like that word, copious? It means a lot. Of handouts and worksheets and assignments and answer keys. And so you really need to get everything down into a notebook. As I said, you only need a 99-cent calculator. You know, go to the 99-cent store, buy four of them just in case one dies. But a spreadsheet on your laptop computer, desktop computer, dare I say your phone, no, it's best to have a computer, will make life easier. You need dedication, hard work, motivation, organization, and a reliable connection to the internet. And as we said, it's really important that you have access to a computer. Some students try to do online classes on their phone, and there's certain things you can do. In fact, listening, watching the presentations is very easy on your phone. If you're commuting, walking the dog, exercising, you can listen to them or listen and watch on your phone. But trying to do the worksheets, trying to do the exams and the quizzes and the assignments, it just is not very easy on a phone. So please come to Southwestern. We have plenty of computers for you to use. Now, attendance and lateness. Well, obviously this is online class, so you are on your own, and I wish I could get you up at 3 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the afternoon or in the morning or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, whenever it is good time for you to work every single day, because it is so easy to get behind in an online class. I've talked to so many students, and many of them you just never hear from. You send them emails, you try calling them, you try to get in touch with them, and they just disappear. And why? Because it's easy to get behind. We have tremendous resources available for you folks. They're out there, and there are dozens and dozens of websites and videos that try to help online students get in the swing. Because if you don't, if you get behind, if you don't stay on top of it every single day, it's just so easy to just say, oh, I'll just drop the class. And boy, is that sad. It's so sad. But, you know, what can I do? I can only do so much. But we're out there. We're here to help you. Now, grading. Everybody wants to get an A, right? And the truth is, in this class, this material is not that hard. There's an awful lot of it. There's an awful lot of material for you to study every day, make flashcards, outlining, however you do it. We give you study guides. We give you the presentations. We give you answer keys and worksheets and assignments. And we want you to work every day. And if you do that, you will get an A. I'm serious. And I'm going to make a deal with you. Now, I don't make this deal with every class. If you all get an A in this class for the next 10 years, assuming I live that long, right? until 2020, January of 2030, I will, whoever I meet, any new person I meet, I say, hi, my name's Frank Piano. And you know what? My Business 123 Introduction to Investment online class, spring 2020, all got A's. Is that a deal? I hope so. Anyway, what are the time requirements? Well, the college, and this is typical throughout academia, expects you to set aside about 3 hours for every 1 hour of college, one hour of credit, one unit credit union. So that means about 9 hours a week. Well, 7 hours is what I've noticed is a little bit better for people, about an hour a day. And the important thing is to do it every day. Try to pick a time, whatever that time is best for you, that you will work on Business 123 Introduction to Investments. Reviewing your notes, listening to the presentations, doing the assignments, and I guarantee if you do that, you will succeed. Now, now you may have what we often refer to as a learning disability or a challenge of some sorts. And if that is true, we recommend to you, we strongly urge you to go contact the Academic Success Center and the Disability Support Services. If you're a little bit shy about going to the DSS office, Disability Support Services, first, go to the Academic Success Center first, and then they'll be able to say, you know what, you really need to go talk to a counselor over there, all right? And so they require us, highly recommended, and if you don't do it, you get thwacked at by your dean, to put in the academic accommodations. You know the drill. Contact us. Contact DSS. We're here to help you with our alternative forms of the syllabus, other course materials. We have 3C Media Solutions, which does Americans with Disabilities Act compliant subtitles in all our presentations. So we're doing our best, folks. You got to meet us halfway. All right. And if you have not been to college in a long time, or if you're terrified, or if your experiences were not very good, you really want to go to the Academic Success Center, folks. It is an awesome resource. The students there, I mean, certainly the professionals there, but the students there are the ones who are motivated, and it's contagious. You go there, it'll seep into your veins their enthusiasm for learning, and then you'll be one of those people who are helping other people. And it sounds like an advertisement, and it is. We want you to go there. Okay, enough said. You know how to get there, right? Here's all the information on the Academic Success Center. Now, how do you get in touch with me? Well, my office is 210 H, but they now have changed all the numbering systems, so I think we're going to take at least one semester to have the old numbers and the new numbers. But now it's 18A-112. How's that for an easy number to remember? And you'll find me. It's not that hard. We're right in the front of the campus. I'm there Tuesdays and Thursday mornings when I teach this same class face-to-face, which you're welcome to come to if you feel so obliged. Contact me. And then we have a virtual office hour for the online students. Now, it's typically Thursdays from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Why? That seems to be a very good time for folks. Often the online students are working, and they, you know, get home till 6 or 7, and then they have to decompress or whatever. The kids are screaming. So we'll make a time for you. We'll make a time for you. If that time's not good, contact me. We can meet online using the virtual office. Some people call it the Zoom room because it uses a system called Zoom, which is actually pretty cool. It's like Skype, but a lot better. Or we can meet somewhere which is good for you at a coffee shop, or hey, baby, how about the beach? Hey, there's my work phone. Email's better. There's my home phone. Email's better. The home phone just takes messages, and most people will contact me via email. And then you can also contact through Canvas, through our learning system. Now, there's my website. I know it's kind of silly, but it's something you can remember. Can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? Well, you can remember wonderprofessor.com. And I chose that. It took me a while to figure out something that wasn't already taken that people would remember. And so there's the class website. You're going to be spending a lot of time on the class website. Now, you don't actually have to use the class website. Again, there'll be a guided tour of the website. You can get to everything through Canvas. But some people like the website. I like it. It's so much easier than walking through everything using Canvas, but everyone's different, and that's why there's coffee and tea, and some people like cocoa. So now, what's this last thing? Student learning outcomes. Just forget about it. It's something that we have to do for Sacramento. Has nothing to do with anything. You're going to learn a whole lot more than what's described in the student learning outcomes, I hope. Okay, so that page was chock full of information, and because we have that one page, we don't have the six pages that they ask us to create for our online students. That is the long format, and if you are so inclined, please do read through it, the netiquette and all the things you should do and shouldn't do, and be nice to your fellow students, and I don't care about it because it wastes a lot of paper, but it's all online, so you don't have to print it out. And look at the last page. This is a very useful page. Print this page out. Put it up on your refrigerator. Put it up on your drawer somewhere where you will remember to look at it, because this is the course. This is the course schedule. And we do our best to follow it just so we can get through the information. But what's more important is that you, dear students, learn this information. If we have to get behind and jettison a few things at the end of the semester, it is not the end of the world, because those are things that you really shouldn't be investing in anyway. But as a guru, which is what you're going to be at the end of the semester, as an investment guru, an investment master, you need to know that you should stay away from options and futures and don't short and don't buy on margin. But you don't know that now, but you will at the end of the semester, okay? So you'll be awesome. But notice, we spend the first couple of weeks just getting started. What is an investment? What is risk versus return? Risk versus return. And we call it the overview of the investment universe. So we step back, we step far back and look at the universe from a very far perspective. So there's only a few things about each individual asset class that we have to learn, but you do need to learn it, and I will show you which ones. Then we spend, and of course we'll get into each one in detail later on as the semester progresses. Then we spend a couple weeks on mutual funds. Very important. Why? Because 401k plans and other employer-sponsored plans, no matter where you work these days, is very unlikely that you're going to have a pension, a traditional pension called defined benefit plan. More likely you're going to have some kind of defined contribution plan, and they invariably will use mutual funds. So mutual funds are very important. We put them up front. Some people put them at the end of the semester, and there's, or after stocks and bonds, and there's a good reason why to do that also. But so there's either way has a little bit of advantages, either way has a little bit of disadvantages. We do it beforehand. Now, notice we spend about 6 weeks on stocks. Why? Because stocks are where it's at, folks. Businesses. That's a dumb name, stocks. I know where it comes from, but stockholders. But you're talking about investing in business, and that's where the dynamism is in our economy. But it's risky, as we'll learn. We can make a good deal of money over the long term, and in the short term, there's going to be times when we lose a lot of money. And then we don't panic, right? As you'll learn as we go ahead. Now, after stocks, we spend a little time on boring, stodgy, reliable bonds. And I know it's a fancy word for a loan. You get to play the part of the bank. And they don't pay very well right now. Sometimes they do, but right now, after we've done that, we tie it all together in week 13 with portfolio management and go back and review the entire semester to date and show how the relationship of stocks and bonds can be very beneficial to us as investors. After that is when we then delve in to the things that we really should never. Maybe you will. Maybe you will. Hopefully you won't, because they're much better at losing money than they are gaining money. Alternative investments, speculations, derivatives, and miscellaneous topics, which can be very interesting to a few individuals, especially those who are interested in real estate, which, we, as we said, really the best way to learn real estate, folks, is to get into the business, you know, become a property manager or work for a real estate office or an appraiser or that kind of thing, because it's very tough. It's a tough business, but it's very profitable. Starting a business is the ultimate investment, but it's also the riskiest. And that's our entire semester. That'll take us through to the end of May, and hopefully we'll see you at graduation, because I'll be there, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. You'll see me, and I hope to see you. Cool? You ready? You excited? I know I am. I am the luckiest man in the world, which I'll tell you in my introduction to myself, which is another video audio. I get to teach this. I love this. It is absolutely my favorite thing to do. And I'm the luckiest guy in the world to be able to impart to you the lessons that I've learned over a lot of years, folks. And I got to tell you, some of them are a little rough. Some of them are a little rough, which is part of learning about investments. You know that it's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to everybody. But assuming the world doesn't end, you're going to do okay, especially if you take to heart the things we learn here. Don't get too cocky. Don't get too greedy. Take a long-term perspective, and we wish the best for everyone. So we'll see you in other parts of the online class. Hopefully you'll take a look at the introduction to me, and then you're going to introduce yourself to the rest of the class. And also we have a guided tour of the website, which you don't have to use, and then you'll get started with Canvas. Okay, cool. Go get them, Tigers. We are proud of you. We want you to be awesome. So stick with us.